Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Radio Show for a Thursday evening. Larry Bluestein, Stephen, and I will be here with you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to head coach Tim Neal from Miami Southridge. And now we turn our attention to college football and the Gators, and certainly had a tremendous recruiting season. Obviously parlayed some pretty decent kids. We watched that whole thing unfold. But that's what happens when you're in the upper echelon of college football, like the Gators are definitely right now, making a bid to be one of those teams that are going to be around for a long, long time. And Corey Bender covers them every day for Gators territory, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time. Good time to be a Gator, I guess. You got some draftees coming up in the NFL. You got some really good recruits and some good prospects on the way.
Yeah, no, they finished, you know, with a number 11 class on Rivals, like you said, and like a lot of kids. The 2022 class has been off to somewhat of a slow start, but they got Francis Nolan down in your area, down in South Florida, who joined the class not too long ago. Obviously, in the draft, you have Kyle Pitts, you got Kyle Trask, Kadarius Toney, a lot of high-profile guys that keep kind of raising their stock throughout the last couple of months. So, like you said, man, it's kind of covering everything from recruiting to NFL draft prospects, even to some of the younger high school kids. There's a lot of excitement around the Gators program right now.
And it should be. It really should. I mean, this is a program that has more than turned a corner, played all these teams like Alabama and A&M and all these teams as tough as anybody did during the course of the season. Yeah, they lose a couple of key players, but so does everybody. I mean, every year you but it's your job as a college coach, it's your job as a assistant to recruit kids like the Alabamas, the Ohio States. I would include Michigan, but they hadn't had that good a year in a while. But but those type of schools who will just reload, you know, I mean, I had this conversation a couple of weeks ago, Corey, about Alabama. I mean, you know, where they lose three offensive linemen and two defensive linemen and a quarterback and a running back and three wide receivers and a safety and a corner. And you know what? They play Miami. They'll still be a 34-point favorite in the opening game of the season. I mean, you know, it's just how it is. And to get to that level's really, really tough. But it looks like you look at Florida's roster at every position, they are the type of team now where if you go to their spring football and walk behind the bench and look at the names on their uniforms, you go, oh, yeah, I forgot they had him. That's when you know you're doing good.
No, absolutely. And I think just with Florida, it sells itself. I mean, honestly, having the success on the field, but you always hear a lot of these kids always say they want to play in the SEC. They always want to, especially kids down here in Florida. I mean, Florida is the lone SEC school in the state of Florida. It's one of the lone schools in the whole country that's typically top 10 football and top 10 academics at the whole time. That's been their main recruiting pitch to a lot of kids. Until the end of the year, obviously, I know they kind of had a few late losses, but for most of the year, they were in the top 10. And every kid I usually spoke to, that was the main recruiting pitch to them, saying, we're in the SEC. We have great weather. Obviously, the school recruits itself, and we're the only school that's top 10 academics and obviously with football at the same time. And like you said, there's so many kids down here in Florida. Obviously, Florida is always going to be their main pipeline, say, as far as getting all the kids to stay home. But they've done a great job of dipping into Georgia, Alabama. And I think also with the staff, I mean, there's some certain position groups that some of the fans kind of glance at and like, man, we wish they could recruit better. I know offensive line is one of them. That's one, I think, with the Florida fan base, they're a tough one to kind of keep happy. But I think the right. staff does a good yeah. job of developing talent, too. Obviously, at quarterback, I mean, just kind of their recipe for success kind of proves itself. Just for obviously, they're recruiting really well right now. They finished top 12 in the last three out of the last 4 years. So they're getting all the top guys, but they're also developing a lot of guys. I mean, Ethan White is a kid up here in the Clearwater area. He was kind of like a mid-3-star guy. He's now starting for the Gators up front. They're doing a good job developing these guys that weren't the highest rated in the class. And then you also have the guys who are the 5-stars, like the Jason Marshall, to kind of take over those starting positions. So I think right now, in year 3 and 4 with Dan Mullen, he's really starting to build up that depth. And this is the one year, though, honestly, if you look at the whole team, it's going to be probably the most interesting season Dan Mullen's going to have, just with all the replacements they're going to have. They're replacing several pass catchers. Obviously, Emory Jones has taken over. This is going to be the one year it's going to be very interesting to see which way they go. Do they go down a little bit after rebuilding a little bit, or are they going to take some of these guys that they developed who basically been backups for the last couple of years, and they really have their time to shine too? So this is probably going to be the most interesting season, in my opinion, since Dan Mullen's been at Florida coming up.
Yeah, no doubt. Corey Bender, Gators Territory, joining us. And, you know, take a look at, Corey, some of those kids, you know, that they lost last year, like a Kyle Pitts. I mean, here's a guy who has probably over the last year and a half emerged into a top flight tight end. First round draft pick, a guy that is a prototype. How does Florida start getting more of them? Because Florida for a long time was a tight end capital. Then they went away from their offense didn't dictate pass catching tight end, but it does now. I see where they recruited 4 in this class.
Yeah, and then they also have Eric Gilbert coming in, who's another generational type of talent. And depending on, I know he has a few academic things to work on from transferring from LSU. He's the closest thing, in my opinion, compared to Kyle Pitts as far as a skill set. He's going to be one of those guys, if everything works out in a couple of years, he'll most likely be a first or second round draft pick. And that was a massive, massive pickup for Florida to get a kid like that who is, before he sat out and opted out the rest of the season at LSU, he was on track to being, maybe not the Kyle Pitts type of season, but as far as a freshman tight end, one of the best seasons we've had in recent memory in college football. You got Gage Wilcox coming in, who is another Rivals 250 guy. One kid I'm really excited about is Nick Elkiness over the Jacksonville area. He's a kid I'm really excited about. I think he's a little underrated when it comes to recruiting services, but he measured in today at 6'6", 235, more of a pass-catching tight end, pretty fluent in space. You're never going to really fill the shoes of a kid like Pitts, but I think right now with Zipperer, Gamble, those two guys, and then obviously Gilbert, who, if everything works out, he'll be the day one starter. I don't think anyone could really differentiate that, but they have a lot of depth at tight end, and if he's obviously eligible for this year, they might have the deepest tight end room in the whole country, and that's after, you know, Kyle Pitts going to the NFL. So it's going to be interesting. I don't think they're going to have a guy just like Kyle Pitts, but I think Eric Gilbert's the closest thing you can get to it.
Yeah, no doubt. Before I let you go, the decision by the NCAA to push the dark period back, that's got to sting a little bit.
Yeah, I think for all these kids, man, I think with so many things going on with a lot of different sports, depending on which ones you look at, with having some attendance back in the stands, you know, I'm a UFC MMA fan. They've already started putting people in the stands. I think if they're allowing all that, you know, all that stuff going on, they should at least allow some business to go on. They've allowed a lot of other stuff with travel restrictions, and a lot of other stuff is getting lifted as far as what people can do around the country. I think they can do it safely, and I think it's kind of unfair to these kids. But, yeah, I definitely feel for these 2022 kids. Hopefully by the time summer rolls around, they can start getting on the road before they finalize their recruitment.
No doubt. Corey, tell everybody how they can follow you and get a hold of you on social media and such.
Basically, my Twitter handle is Corey, Corey, _Bender, Bender. And then, obviously, Gators Territory is our Twitter handle. Head over there, man. We're always putting out at least 5 to 7 articles every single day, from basketball to football recruiting, then obviously baseball and football, the team itself. So if you're a Florida fan, it's definitely your one-stop shop if you're definitely a huge Gators fan.
Good job, brother. Thanks so much, man. As always, thanks for stopping in and doing a great job.
Yeah, thanks so much, Larry. Have a good rest of the night, buddy.
Good stuff. Corey Bender from Gators Territory. As you know, if you follow Corey, he's everywhere. And especially he's stung by all this because he and I usually hang out at camps all over the state. And now there hasn't been a lot of that. But a lot of 7-on-7s. Guess that's why you're judging a lot of things, the tryouts, the 7-on-7 season.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.